855 453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. And check out freetalklive.com. We try to make it, as user-friendly as we can. There's lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. We want our show heard by as many people as possible, and we make it easy for you. You can go listen to live streams at listen.freetalklive.com. There are, of course, more than 100 great radio stations out there. Satellite options, XM, free-to-air satellite. Webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello to all our webcammers there. The listen lines where you can call a telephone number and listen to Free Talk Live on your cell phone. They're, long-distance charges do apply, but you can listen. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Lots of people don't have to pay long-distance anymore. Listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to, by the way, it's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Let's go to Joshua in Oklahoma. Joshua, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're going to tell us about, it's your theories of freedom. You have rejected negative liberties and positive liberties, and I just curious.
Maybe move beyond is a better term.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, reject is pretty much fair.
Okay.
Because they're theoretical. One thing I read in my research on this that really irritated me, like the truth will set you free, but first it will tick you off, is it's an ancient Greek saying. They said, rights are only a question between persons of equal power. The strong do what they will, and the weak suffer what they must.
Mm.
And I suddenly understood all of history and governmental history and the problem of rights. Once I got done being mad, I understood all that. And I realized that if your goal is something like freedom from arbitrary external restraint, which that's my goal, what you have to achieve that with is skills, resources, and relationships.
Skills, resources, and relationships. Okay.
It seemed like in that saying the ancient Greeks were using power to achieve that, but do you view that as a legitimate way to achieve that, Joshua?
What the ancient Greeks focused on was if you're a male and a property owner, we want you to have the same level of strength as everybody else in the city. You need weapons training and you need to own weapons and armor so we can all fight for one another's rights. But we're the ones who have rights in this town. Nobody else from out of town has rights here.
Or nobody with, this dragging around one of those annoying vaginas, or that happens to be a slave, right?
I'm not annoyed with mine.
Right.
I love it.
And so even within their attempt to create their society in which everybody was more or less equal, they were trying to give everybody the same skills, resources, and relationships.
It makes a certain amount of sense. So how does one develop the skills, resources, and relationships in order to be free? I think is what it all comes down to. Because I think that most people, I don't know, I'm not going to say that. I've come to the conclusion that it's going to be a long time coming that the government's going to provide me with liberty.
You have to get it for yourself.
I think that's true, and I think it's very difficult to get. And what my concern is when it comes to liberty, I know everybody's got their own concerns. Mine centers around taxes. Taxes are basically theft perpetrated by these organizations that claim monopoly privilege in given land masses. And frankly, the United States government is, unlike most governments in the world, they claim essentially the whole planet as theirs. If they claim you as your citizen, unlike most countries, if you earn money in some other country,
they still want to tax you.
And so I don't know what to do.
It's against American law for an American citizen to violate some other country's laws in that country. That's like when you get out of prison there, you face charges here.
Oh, swell.
Yeah, it's bizarre and abominable. Well, many of the issues that you face when you're deciding, how much freedom can I take, is some of these things can only be resolved on the field of battle. So for a few $1,000, you might not want to go there. Or you might say, where can I keep my level of freedom so that the bad boys are not going to notice me and come after me? Because maybe they are better armed today, or maybe they are more determined or better organized. Right, remember that skills, resources, and relationships, right?
Right. They're in most of these cases, and frankly, battle is, for any free person that is paying their own way, governments don't have to pay their own way to fight. So
right.
Anybody who, free person who's paying their own way to fight, battle is going to likely be a, financially losing proposition. Mostly right. You have to avoid these people, not come up on their radar and
play their
paper game.
Although, or it's something that Joshua just said made me think that what about joining the mafia or whatever?
The mafia's going to lose.
Many people do that. There's the various gangs, and then there are ghetto neighborhoods where the person of a given ethnicity can disappear in there and the cops will never find him because everybody will say, I haven't seen him. Right?
Mm. So, in given places.
With them. Right? Now, for the planet-wide, there are many ways to do it, and there are various ways of underground. I don't like to do that. I don't want to go hide in the ghetto or something. It's just, it's not me. But
I don't think anyone wants to hide.
Well,
maybe some people do, but I don't want to hide either.
I've met some. The pioneers who graduate the Erickson Councils, construction fleet, their first ability will be to go where the bad guys aren't. And if you have any news about their movements, stay away from them. All right, that's number one. Number two, those ships are built so that they can be a stable weapons platform. That was part of the design from day one.
We're talking about the Erickson Council now.
We are talking about the Erickson Council.
Okay.
And if I can back up and preface it, you almost can't get there from here. But your grandkids can, if you're talking about real freedom, or your great-grandkids. But the system that you want to get free from has been thousands of years in the building. And I don't think it's rational to assume you'll break free of it overnight. I think you can get a lot freer than you are now.
When I heard about the Erickson Council, what I liked the idea, and I'm really excited for when you guys come up with the first prototype, and I want to see it, and I want to experience it, and I think that this is it's really going to be something for people who want to get free, who can. Who can work, say, from any given location. There are a lot of people that can do that. And I think that, it could provide a lot of liberty and it could really change the world if we can create one of these. And I think that it sounds like certainly you can, with wave motion, make energy. That makes sense. And
right,
you said
so
that purifying water is relatively easy.
You're free from a water system.
And, growing food hydroponically, this is nothing, really fancy. Getting a car on and off of a concrete vessel, you're going to have to figure out how to, include some air tanks to stabilize and that kind of thing. Doesn't seem that difficult.
Yeah, no, that's a given. You could actually even just have if you really wanted to be primitive, you could just have a hand pump and you could move a certain amount of water from one trim tank to another.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have a real pump. They don't cost that much at Home Depot. But, I remember being on a sailboat for my honeymoon, and that was more than a one person operation, frankly. And it was a good sized vessel, and nothing the size of one of even the smallest vessels that Erickson Council proposed to put together. I guess you guys could put it with these airfoil sails that you've got, could put it together and make it so one guy could drive it, right? One person.
It is completely built for single handing. The only place where we might find some kind of an issue is if we don't provide an auxiliary helm at the back. When you're backing up to the beach to load or unload your car, you might run into trouble. But providing an auxiliary helm is not tricky.
But, to some extent, this is, people need to, I guess, they need to either get involved or they need to wait until you guys come up with the first prototype, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
The Erickson Council is available to the public in order to help get this started. Once it's started and we're actually building these things, then we're not going to need them anymore. There's actually an ulterior purpose to this, which Stephanie doesn't like, but that's okay.
What's the alternative? What's the alternative? The missionary thing.
That's right.
I don't think anybody has a problem with missions, but
I do.
I guess there you go. ErickSonCouncil.com. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Joshua. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
you ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is the great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Give us a call, talk about what you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost Post has the name brands you're looking for.
And they have them at rates that are surprisingly low. If you need, say, knives or ammunition, you need to go there, check out their rates, and, well, take a look before you buy anyplace else. They've got scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors enthusiast or the shooting enthousiast might need. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. You can get 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. All right, let's go to the phones with Cindy in South Beach. Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm driving with Cassidy, but I could talk to you for a minute about it.
Excellent.
I called, I think it was Ann the other night,
and
it was about how to get Ron Paul on as a third party.
Okay.
You just keep running. And
well, he hasn't lost the second party yet.
Well, that's a lost party as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I would agree with you. It's a real mess, but you know who knows what's going to happen. If you want my guess, but what I think the best move for everybody, and I'm not saying that I support this necessarily. I support Ron Paul being the president, but it seems to me what makes the most sense would be for Romney to offer him some kind of like the Secretary of the Treasury position, or Rand the vice president.
Wasn't
position.
There some speculation that actually happened or something?
I think that there's been some speculation.
Yeah, but
in that
they
area.
Both deny it or something.
Well, wouldn't they deny it at this point?
Yeah.
Unless it's the deal struck, then you're going to deny that the deal exists. It doesn't exist unless the deal struck. But if those things were to happen, then you'd have you could take the Ron Paul. The people that are very excited around Paul, and then they get behind the Romney campaign, and suddenly things would turn around for that campaign. Cindy?
Yeah, but I don't think that that's cool.
Okay.
Being involved with Romney, but I'm saying there's something called American Select, and if you go to their web.org, if you go to their website, you can get information how to. They need 10,000 signatures and for a third party candidate. Ron Paul is about 6,500. Right now,
you know, it's really tough to get any kind of ballot access for third parties in the U.S. I think they'd really be fighting some kind of an uphill
battle.
Why
wouldn't you go to libertarians who already have it?
They don't have it, though, in most places.
Most places, libertarians are on the ballot. Almost all 50 states.
Every year they have to go through this thing to get ballot access.
Absolutely.
Just like they're spinning their wheels on this. Yeah.
Yep, sure. They have to go through it, sure.
I mean, to me, this is part of the reason that it's really difficult to make any significant change in the political system.
Well, I think that we all have to realize that, I'm not sure, but American Select's not asking for your money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ron Paul does much better with independents and Democrats.
Sure.
I just had a passenger. Look at me. Vote for Ron Paul. He looked at me when he left my taxi. America's woken up. And people don't want a police state. I have yet passengers who think power to the people are black, but they're scared. They say, the race thing, their problem,
Oh, sure.
I'm confused. How do we get to black
I think
people?
That what they're... go ahead, Cindy. Answer the question.
Those papers, But I'm in a libertarian for 20 years, over 20 years. I came to the conclusion that 60s kids didn't know what they're doing. It's a long story. I read the First Amendment, which said, that Congress cannot make a law with respect to religion, and freedom of religion. It didn't offer a wall of separation. I saw that's an anarchist. Everyone has a right to their own life. But anyway, I
agree with what you said about the police state, Cindy. Nobody wants to live in a police state. And
thank you for the call, Cindy. 855-450-3733. I think what Cindy was saying was that people are concerned.
No idea what she
I think what Cindy was saying was that people are concerned with the racial newsletters from 20 years ago that Ron Paul didn't write.
Oh, okay. And that makes more sense.
When Ron Paul ran in for the 2012, my biggest concern is the same thing. He's the oldest guy that would win the office ever. I'm not saying he's not in hail health. Absolutely. Please don't call in and say, he's the best health. Yep, he is. I wouldn't doubt it, but he would be the oldest one, and people vote on that. And secondly, that they're going to try to paint him as a bigot because of these things. That's why I supported Gary Johnson. And, I think he'd make it.
How did that work out, Mark?
Well, the fact is, generally the moderates are brought into you know, that the election process for president is a moderating process. You can't rule from the extremes or whatever. So all you're going to get is this slow walk towards tyranny. And that's all we've gotten. So,
yeah.
You know, I'd like to see something different. It's not like I'm going to dump all of my mental energy in it from now until...
Yeah, that's my biggest concern.
Some people do. But, you know, I wonder what those people would do otherwise.
I don't know.
I'm glad they do it. I'm glad that we're getting the results that we've got for Ron Paul. I'm glad. Thank you for doing so much for Ron Paul. I can only do what I can do. So, yeah, there you go. AmericanSelect.com. I went there and, you know,
I think it's Americans Elect. I thought it was American Select, but it's
funny. There is a little thing in there.
Yeah.
It's AmericansElect.org, and you can go there and, you know, take care of that. So what were we doing before the calls came?
I don't know,
spotting
but you
terrorists?
Did have this, yeah, the spotting terrorists, and then you did
the
want
Ron
to talk
Paul
about
thing.
That delegate article. Yeah,
yeah.
We've had kind of enough political talk for my taste tonight, Mark. But
I'm just going to run through it in this segment, and people can talk about it. But basically, in Jackson County, Missouri, where Santorum won, apparently the Paul people and the Romney people got together, and in this county, no delegates will be awarded to Santorum. So the delegate process in a state where he won, and in a where he should have got these delegates. This woman, Mary Jane Van Buskirk, who's a Santorum caucus voter,
Santorum
says,
won a popular vote, or
popular vote.
Okay,
but it's non-binding, and you know everybody makes all the big deal about these non-binding things. The news says Santorum wins Missouri.
Right.
Santorum won. Crap all in Jackson County, Missouri.
I believe I saw a headline that said something like Santorum wins Missouri flexing Southern muscle or something like that. My friend said, oh, they're doing it on purpose. These headlines, I think they are too.
So here, Mary Jane Van Buskirk says, we're totally railroaded and it's not fair. You know,
it's not fair. Of course it's not fair. I agree with her. I just
What's
don't
fair?
Think it's ever going to be fair. In the political process.
What is fair?
It's not really designed to be just, is it? It's not designed to meet everybody's needs. It's
the
where
political
somebody
process
wins
is a game.
Somebody loses.
Yeah. And you either play the game as it's meant to be played or you don't. It's not like things have been easy for Paul either. And, you know, he won Virgin Islands. Well, the news media basically said, look, as soon as he wins an election, we'll cover it, and we'll cover him like he's a real candidate. He won Virgin Islands. Ah, that doesn't count. It's not a real state. I mean, it just keeps on. It just keeps. I'm glad I have the waiters on. That's all I've got to say. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can give us a call.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
If you're going to get gold and silver, and lots of people are stocking up on gold and silver right now, I hear it's a really great time to buy. Rates are down a little bit, and, you know, that supposedly experts are saying it's going to go up. I sincerely hope it does, because I've got plenty. But you can go to gold.freetalklive.com, pick up some more. If I had the money, I would right now, but I just, you know, not can't do it. Gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you going to get the gold and silver you want that you can hold in your hand, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live, too, in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Stephanie.
Yes.
College.
All right. Well, Mark, the amount of college student loan debt has topped $1 trillion. Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's not. I was just actually got a little distracted because I was reading the usdebtclock.org and because I was wanting to know how much the U.S. national debt is. And that's hovering around $15 trillion, I think. But... And then it says debt per citizen. It has all these different nifty statistics. But yep. Per citizen, that's about $50,000. Yeah.
Jeez.
Debt per taxpayer, $137,000. I guess, you know, because not everybody pays taxes, right? Some are young.
I love how my son is born into this world. He's 4 years old. His biggest concern is little die-cast cars. And he owes $50,000 for some... politicians spending rampage.
Yeah, and the saddest part is that probably a lot of that, you know, was used to hurt people, right? Perpetrate wars.
Too much for me, but I think it's very interesting how you're just born into their debt.
Mm-hmm.
How can anyone claim that citizenship isn't just a fancy word for slavery?
Yeah, it's tax livestock. That's really what it is. And when you have like they say every taxpayer, quote-unquote, owes, like based on the debt and, you know, probably the interest on the debt, too, because that's going to make that figure go up, too. But with the amount of money that they owe, it's about $150,000 per taxpayer. So if you're a college student, I mean, you could get a pretty good college education for $150,000. I mean, you could probably go to med school or law school for that, actually, You know, you're basically born with this crazy amount of debt.
You have a fine Italian automobile for $150,000.
Yeah. I mean, you could have a lot of things.
You could have a great college education and a regular automobile for that rate.
Yeah.
A fine regular automobile.
It blows my mind to think about, but I mean, I just wanted to kind of give those statistics to create a little bit of a picture with this article from the Wall Street Journal.
With numbers like this, I always wonder to myself, is the United States government really going to be around in 10 more years? I mean, can they...
Are they around now if there's such an institution that owes $15 trillion?
Yeah, I mean, if people just haven't rejected them at some point. I mean, apparently they're not beggars on the street that are so far in hock that no one would listen to their advice for anything. Yeah. That if they spoke, that somebody wouldn't say, bah, 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 you're an idiot, shut up, right? Like, they don't do that.
Kind of mean, but yeah.
It's not $15 trillion, and we're still listening to politicians.
The illusion of legitimacy is very powerful, isn't it? Especially when you're taught it from a young age. And
I mean, people
really
continue to go work
it.
For this organization and say, "Oh yeah, we trust you to take care of our retirement and our pensions and our paychecks and all this other stuff." People work. People swear an oath to the Constitution, enemies foreign and domestic, and then don't turn their guns on these politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's claiming that every United States taxpayer owes them $150,000 for what?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like an enemy domestic to me.
Yeah, Mark, you know how many federal employees there are,
and lots
state and local
and
employees. Yeah, lots and lots of them. It's something like 19 million. 19 million.
Is that government employees entirely, or just federal employees?
Yeah, state and local employees plus federal employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an incredible amount of the population. It's almost a tenth of the population, getting up pretty close to
it. It's probably more, actually. They say the U.S. workforce is 142 million. So do the math on that, but it's a little less than 20%, between 10 and 20.
And then you consider, that's the workforce, but you have to consider that, of the sort of the voting age, what kind of voting block is a government employee? It's pretty big when you consider that some of them have wives and husbands.
Well, because a lot of people just don't vote, because it's like, why should they? Spend
why
your
would
time?
They bother?
Yeah. Anyway, so this article is from the WallStreetJournal.com. Student loan debt tops $1 trillion. The amount Americans owe on student loans is far higher than earlier estimates and could lead some consumers to postpone buying homes, because I guess that's what they want. They want everybody to go into debt to buy a home when... there are some people out there who make the argument that maybe it's a better idea, like it'll serve your financial well-being better if you kind of wait to buy a home and you rent until you're more financially established. You don't take on a whole huge amount of debt right up front when you're young.
I think that you have to kind of stick your finger in the air and decide.
Yeah.
Right now, if you were to buy a home, you'd have to ask yourself, well, how much is that home going to be worth when I sell it? What are my opportunity costs? When you rent an apartment, basically, depending on what your rent deal is, but I have been in situations, or seen friends in situations where you have one day a year to move. If you sign that lease on February the 28th, you can move on March the 1st every year that comes up, or you renew, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas with a home, you can say, when you've just signed and in April the 30th, an opportunity comes around and you're like, but I mean, when it comes to a lease, usually you can buy out the lease in some way or another, $1,000 and you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But a home, $1,000 to sell a house? No way. There's opportunity costs in buying and selling a house.
And maintenance costs too, right? Because it costs a lot of money and time, I think, to maintain a home,
Yeah.
So condos are kind of like an intermediate option between an apartment and a house because other people are taking care of some aspects of the maintenance, but not everything. So.
But there was a time in my life when you bought a home and essentially every month, your house value went up.
Right. So it was like everybody wants to do that, right? Why would they not? It's rational.
And, at that point, it made perfectly good sense to buy homes from 1998 to 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes perfectly good sense to only rent from 2006 till now.
Yeah.
I mean, I own a home because I want to be able to do things with my yard and plant gardens and have that feeling of ownership.
Yeah.
If you rent a house and for whatever reason the person owns it wants to sell it, you do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
Yeah. All right, so let me continue with this. The buying homes is kind of a tangent. It's like, the U.S. government apparently Oh, we have.
Let's go on with it. Let's take Jay Noon calling in from.
Oh, Jay, hi.
XM. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how's it going?
All's well.
Wonderful.
I figured I'd call in because, well, I kind of want to give you an update what I'm up to, but I also heard you talking about this debt, and the question was, is how is this debt applied to people? You know, something like that. And it's quite interesting. I've been doing a tremendous amount of study lately on how the presumption is that, you know, we are U.S. citizens and slaves to these municipal corporations.
I was going to say, Jay, the minute you called in, I thought you might say something like this, like, well, it's not really legitimate to assume that, you know, this debt is somehow owed by every person who's born. Because just to give our listeners a little background in case they're not familiar, you are actually, I guess, what I would call maybe a property tax protester, or is that accurate?
Actually, no, I'm not a protester. I'm just a non-participant in property tax.
There you go. Thank you.
Tax protesters are considered as domestic terrorists by the...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to apply that to you. I support what you're doing. I just didn't have the right terminology. So thank you.
No problem. well, yeah, as a lot of people know, you know, I got kicked out of my house by a bunch of armed, badged thugs a few months ago. And, you know, Mark and Ian and a bunch of other good people came down and, you know, in the middle of last summer and hung out there while they were trying to evict me. But anyways, so I've been actually doing a lot of research on a thing called a land patent, which is the highest ownership of land.
I've heard about these.
Land patent. Now, I've heard of allodial titles, too. I'm sure you'll have something to say about that here in just a minute. Hold the line, if you would. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen, talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the genius. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. You know, we were taking a call here regarding the debt, and I think we ought to get right back into it. This is Mark.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go right back to DJ Noon calling from Western Massachusetts, listening on XM. Jay. So you were all doing right, some research on land patents?
So I've been doing research on land patents, and I'm trying not to... I mean, we could go on about this for hours, so if I start rambling, please, stop me.
That's my job.
Thing.
You know, I was just saying, Jay, I find you very interesting, and so does Mark. I mean, you actually, a lot of people have called in to talk about these things, but I think the way that you explain it is the most clear that I've heard, you know? So I appreciate that.
Find it interesting.
And that's what I try to do because, no offense to anybody listening, but our whole society today has been so dumbed down compared to people who walked the earth, 150, 200 years ago. So it's very difficult for a lot of people to understand what was a simple thing 200 years ago.
There's a cultural conversation. Cultural conversations tend to be lost over time. There's no doubt about that.
Yes. So anyways, back on the land patent, the land patent was something that the U.S. government issued based on all land west of the Mississippi River, because all of the land east of the Mississippi was given to the colonists via crown grants by King George.
Okay.
And then after the Revolutionary War, it became, the actual de jure U.S. government. What we have today is a corporate de facto government, but that's a whole other topic to get into. We'll stay away from that now. So the land patent is what has been cited by Supreme Court rulings, state court rulings, as the highest ownership of land. Now, allodial is really the highest ownership of anything, but you can't own something unless you create it. Now, we didn't create the land, so you really can't own the land. If you build a house, you can own that, or a machine or something. You can have a loyal title to that. And what it's come down to is we can basically have a right of usage of the land, which is what the land patent provides. And if you look at deeds, especially old deeds, I've been reading a lot of old deeds, and I'm back into the 1820s now on deeds.
Okay. This is going to be riveting stuff. Go ahead.
I love it. Anyways, the deeds say the older the deeds are, the more detailed they are on how your ownership is what they call fee simple and absolute. And now newer deeds don't even say absolute. Actually, I guess there's deeds out there now that don't even say fee simple on them. But what fee simple absolute means is that it's absolute. You have absolute right of use with and there was even a bunch of deeds that come across that said I'm forgetting the word. I'm going blank. But the word basically means that there could be no stipulations or regulations on the land, and feel like no tax or anything.
So how have all these things gone by the wayside?
Right.
How do we get to what we have today, which is totally different?
I mean, I've got a friend who actually has what they call the king's deed to a piece of property here in New Hampshire. So, I mean, his family's owned this forever.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good. And that's what I'm tracing my land back to. Is in Massachusetts, they were called General Court Grant. I'm like probably another day and a half of being in the archives of the registry of deeds of finding my general court grant. So anyways, what happened, from what I understand, is the United States of America, the United States, the de facto, the corporation, filed bankruptcy in 1932, and the bankruptcy proceedings couldn't go through until Roosevelt got a Supreme Court, or FDR got the Supreme Court stacked, and I am leaving stuff out, but it's just from memory, and the court ruling was Erie versus Thompson Railroad. So in all this land that I've been looking at several titles, is realty companies from like 1939 through the early 1940s ended up with this land somehow. It was granted to them, but then they only owned it for a few weeks or a few months. And then the realty companies granted it right back to whoever the previous owner was.
Okay.
Which I haven't figured out yet, but my assumption is the realty companies took the land and they converted it into real estate or real property. But my belief, and I haven't found solid evidence, is that the U.S. government basically took all the land in the incorporated counties and used it as collateral to borrow more money, because people and companies that go bankrupt don't borrow more money unless they have collateral or assets assets of collateral.
Now, how did they provide? I mean, you know, people have been paying property taxes since way, way back in the United States. There's nothing new there. How, if you have one of these land patents, are you obligated to pay anybody? If you really own land, how are you obligated to pay property taxes on that land?
All right, let me rephrase your question a little bit. Why are people paying property tax? They're paying property tax because they're not the owner of the land. They are a tenant. In fact, I looked at a guy's title the other day from Plymouth or Bristol County, I can't forget. And his deed said right on it, next to his name, tenant.
Hmm.
And,
but does that mean the same thing that we understand it to mean, though?
Absolutely. Now, there is a guy named Rob Ryder. Anybody can Google him and find him. He's got some great audio files and YouTube videos on this stuff. But the thing is we don't own the land because there's a whole other thing called acknowledgement of deed. And the best way I can say what an acknowledgement of deed is when you buy a piece of property, on the deed there's a grantor, which is the guy selling it, and there's a grantee, which is the guy who's buying it. And if you look at a deed, there's only two signatures: the grantee, the grantor deed, the seller's signature, and then you have the signature of the witness, whether it be a magistrate or a notary public. Now, what I could compare this to is the title of a car. On a car title, there is no notary signature, but there's a buyer's signature and a seller's signature, and the buyer doesn't own that car until he signs the title in the eyes of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people can search a term called common law deed. And some of these old deeds, you'll see signed the signatures on them to where, and what all these signatures were is what people did is they did an acknowledgement of deed. They acknowledged ownership of this property. So the grantee, the buyer, signed the deed. And actually, I found a few deeds where the grantee, the buyer, signed the deed, and then the wife's signature was on there, and then what I assume is the children's signature. There'd be four or five signatures on the grantee part of the deed. But you're not going to find this. I couldn't find a single deed like this previous to literally 1930-something. And so what I did is I actually went to the registry of deeds, and I had them record an acknowledgement certificate that I have acknowledged ownership of my parcel of land. That's what it says on the deed, parcel of land.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the deed I have, it doesn't say the word real estate in it. So how can, and the tax bill says real estate on it, real estate tax. So
yeah,
that wasn't the original reason I really called you guys. But you're talking about people owing debt and like $40,000 per, you know, per person debt.
Like 50 now, yeah.
Or whatever it is, yeah. And so anyways, another thing I've just really been learning about in like the past 2 weeks, and I kind of got a crash course on this stuff years ago, and I'm actually tomorrow or Tuesday, I'm going to go to the recorder's office, and I'm going to find out more about this. But anyways, when a baby is born, they take the birth certificate and either put a drop of blood on it or they put the baby's footprints on it.
They didn't do either of that with my son.
Yeah, I don't think mine has that either.
Well, Josh, my brother Josh, and my brother Christopher had children last year, and they got no certificates. Their children were born three men, and you know, none of that stuff.
I don't think they even saw my kid when they got the birth certificate. Jay, as you research stuff, I'm real interested in what you come up with. Give us a call back, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I still don't grasp the point, and I hope that doesn't mean I'm dumb, but
well, you know, I
don't completely understand.
I think the government acts like it owns us.
Yeah,
I think there's no doubt about that. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.